Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Kanarath back here with you as we continue on our mornings as at least we got the beautiful weather rolling through. I know I've been really enjoying it. But hey, I got a special guest joining us here in studio today. We're going to talk about the Heartland Singers event coming up here this weekend. But hey, Mike's joining us here. Mike, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good.
Well, we're excited to learn about the event. So, Mike, I'll kind of just let you take it away. What do we have coming up this weekend?
We have our annual spring concert that will take place at the beautiful Episcopal Church of Our Savior Church here in North Platte. It's located on 4th Street. I'm not sure the exact address, but that'll be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's a free will donation. We have a lot of different genres that we sing. We're doing some from the 30s to 40s. We're doing some folk songs, Peter, Paul, and Mary, some sacred songs. We're doing, secular, various different things, so...
Well, you kind of took it away from me. It was going to be the next one. Just talk about some of the genres. Kind of got it there. But hey, I'm kind of interested or kind of curious. We might got people listening along here with us. Just talk a little bit about just the Heartland Singers in general.
Heartland Singers is a community concert. And we started back in 1986. Virginia Peterson, who was the founder of it, her and Fred Ritter, who is currently he's retired now, but he was in North Platte High School choir director, and then he's moved on to Columbus. But they wanted a community choir here in North Platte, and so they started it up and got, had tryouts and everything. There's about five of us that are left of the original group, and so, we've been going for 30 plus years, and we had to take a couple of years off of COVID, but we started out with a group of about 70, 75, and we're at about, I'd say around 40-ish that's currently singing. COVID really did a number on our numbers. And so if anybody's ever looking to sing and enjoy it, we sing twice a year, start up in October and then have a Christmas concert, and then start up again in January, and then have this like the April or March concert. And so,
You mentioned been doing it for quite some time. Just kind of talk about your personal experience with the Heartland Singers.
Like I said, I was an original member. So at the time I was in my 20s, and being a former music educator, since I've quit doing that, it's given me an opportunity to still continue to sing and still continue to use my talent. And it's enjoyable to be able to still sing and learn the different, choir songs that are still out there and different things like that. And
you talked about two concerts once a year, with your last concert. How would you say your guys' last concert went, or went the last time you guys performed?
We sang back in December for our Christmas concert, and it went really well. It's well attended, and we have decided to go from we used to perform at the high school and perform at the Neville Center, but we have decided that we get a better crowd and can more audience interaction at churches. So we've been looking at singing at different churches. We've sang at the Episcopal Church twice. We've sang at the First Lutheran once, and then we're going back to the Episcopal Church for this concert. And so we're looking to sing. Years past, we sang at St. Pat's Catholic Church. And so it's a lot different singing at different churches because the acoustics are different, everything like that. So
maybe we have folks who are listening along here with us. Maybe they're interested in joining the Heartland Singers. How can they maybe get in contact about joining?
We have auditions twice a year, usually towards like the week before we start rehearsals. And we usually post those on our Facebook page and our web page that we have. We have a web page. And so I usually post when the audition dates are. And they're usually the first week in October and then sometime in January, depending on when we perform. Because we usually practice for 8 weeks out, 8 weeks, and then perform the concert, then take a break, and then take the 8 weeks. And so it depends on when we sing the different concerts. So,
well, Mike, one last time, just give us one last time. Give us when the event, when the time is, when it's taking place, and how much it will cost.
It will be April 14th at the Episcopal Church of Our Savior at 3 o'clock p.m., free will donation. Hope to see everybody there. There's music for everybody, and we enjoy it as a group. like I said.
Well, perfect there. Mike, any final thoughts you might have?
No, like I said, but if you're like, and you brought it up, if anybody's interested in being in the group, check out our Facebook page. You know, it's just Facebook Heartland Singers, and then also our webpage, which is www.heartlandsingernp.com. Or .org, excuse me. And then we have different announcements on there, like when our upcoming concerts are and different things like that. So,
and folks, when we get the audio up on the North Platte Post, like we always do, we'll make sure we have the Facebook page and website linked, hyperlinked for you as well. So once you're in that audio story, you can go down and click it. It'll take you right to where you need to go. Well, Mike, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.
And thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.